Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks, Janie. Janie knows that's my Katy Perry song right there.
Oh, okay.
And she said that, I said, you could totally get him, her, meaning Marilyn Manson. She said, that's a pass.
She did. No, yes. You know what? You just framed Jane. There's no way that's what she said.
No, she didn't want to get with him. Right there.
Yeah, she does.
I'm looking right at it. And then she said, You're Katy Perry song. She's not. No. There's no framing. I'm reading you the text that she sent me.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Okay, sure, hold on. Right. I'll take a damn picture of it right now and I'll send it to you.
Oh, sure. You go right ahead.
Take a damn picture.
There it is. I'm sending it off right now. Send. How do I do this?
You're doctoring it right now.
I'm not. To Vinny.
It's Jane.
And Brent.
It's Jane.
It's Jane.
There you go. By the way, Jane is on. I believe Jane's been on the whole time we've been gone, right? So Jane's on this afternoon. If you didn't know, check her out. She's awesome.
There you go. Look at all the hearts she sends me, too. God, she loves me so much.
Oh, continue bragging. Keep going, Sarah. What else did she send you?
Nothing. Nothing you
the need. Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. Great job, Fremont Bank. Check them out. Speaking of... Yeah.
That is great.
It was my Aunt Julie's birthday the other day, and she sent me a picture. Happy birthday, Aunt Julie. And she sent me a picture of her and her husband, Uncle Bill. He's the guy that mounted my butt way back when we did that. Anyway, that's a long story I don't have time to get into.
Well, butt mounting, deserves its own time. So you don't want to just say someone mounted your butt and then not really say anything more about it. It's up to you, of course.
Well... Anyway, they were out at a restaurant and they took a picture and there were no masks. And I was like, wow, Atlanta is doing well. Good for them.
Are they, though?
Looks like it if you see the picture that I was looking at. I was like, wow, that is. And I caught it. I might have it, but people are out eating at restaurants. I don't get it.
I don't think I have it. I don't think you have it. You have the Drizzlies. That's all. What are you going to do?
How could I have even gotten that, though?
I know. Well, the bad egg.
Makes sense.
Crab. Right. Maybe too much butter. I don't know.
Too much.
You know
butter,
what? I'll tell you something.
I know.
It's got to be butter. Lemon doesn't do it.
Crab. Butter. It has to be butter. Well, you squeeze a little lemon into the butter. That's pro tip.
Right, but you can't just try to be all healthy guy and be
What's
all
the point?
I'm gonna
come on, enjoy it.
Put some lemon on this and take a bite and go, no.
You know what this needs? Fat and salt.
Right. So here's what's happening. First of all, real quick, basically most areas are in the 60s. San Jose is going up into the high 70s today and will be sunny. Everywhere else, sort of mix of overcast, sun breakthrough, back into overcast. That's what you're looking at for today. So since we've been gone, COVID has actually made a comeback. It seemed like we had it on the run and then...
I'm so sick of winning. It's a comeback.
So a group called Global Language Monitor looked at the top trending words. They do this every year, and COVID has already crushed the record for the most cited word or phrase. They say it's been cited at least 100 times more than every previous word of the year.
Wow.
And we're only halfway through the year, so It's going to be a runaway win for COVID. That's your word of the year. Number two, COVID-19. Number three, coronavirus. Number four, corona. Number
coronavirus,
five,
coronavirus.
Face mask. Oh, number face mask. Six, progress. Oh, that's good.
Oh, progress. That's nice.
Truth, social distancing, trade war, sustainability, and flatten the curve. So there are your words of the year. These are the most searched words. And we're only in July. Yay! Right. Here's an interesting note, which sort of goes hand in hand with the story I've been saying. We've been so careful at my house. We're trying our hardest to keep this from catching.
Infiltrating.
You know, we got two little kids, and, you know, if I get it, I don't want to have to take care of other people while I'm sick.
Oh,
and then
God.
If they get it, on top of that, then my sickness just doesn't get to even...
Yeah, you don't
factor.
Get to... Right, you don't get to wallow in your sickness. I mean, come on.
Right.
If I'm going to be sick, I want to be sick alone. So everyone has to pay attention to me and shower me with love and treats.
Well, that's not really what I want. I want to just be left... You were done at left alone. But to have to take care of someone else... And you really don't have any other options, that becomes, to me, that's when this thing turns really ugly.
That's when parenting gets real.
Well, hiding in the house has been bad and boring and you know, however you want to describe it. But being sick while hiding in the house, that's with little kids. Oof. Anyway, according to another new survey, 75% of us, so that's a good percentage, have been taking extreme measures to avoid germs more than we ever have. Obviously, none of us have ever lived through a global pandemic, so
no.
But you know, it ranges from washing our hands at least 20 seconds, and in my case, I'm doing that 30 times a day. I don't know how many times you are, but it's a lot.
I've slowed it down. I'm trying to slow it down because I'm telling you, my hands were just so cracked that it just became super painful. So now I just don't. Something just happened.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
I don't know. Suddenly there's an echo, though. Did you just bump something, Vinny?
Did I?
I don't know.
I think it might be that.
I don't know if I did it or not. I'm sorry.
It's that. It's
I'm
that
just
dongle,
sitting here.
Is the dongle?
Oh, you think it's the dongle?
Jam that dongle in there real hard.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Just start playing with that dongle. Like, insert it.
Yeah, that was crap. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
Put him down, Nicole.
That's better, though.
Yeah, it's better. Yeah, it's better.
It's fine. It's all
set. But next time we do that, let's pot him down.
Yeah, let's pot him down. Ouch.
You know, this is live radio, guys.
Yeah, look, that's what's the fun of it, right?
Anyway, on the list of things that we are doing now that we thought we'd never do, it includes not making contact with delivery people, avoiding touching our faces, crossing the street when we see a neighbor. Hey, neighbor. Bye.
Hey, bye.
Wiping door handles, detailing, literally taking the wipe and detailing any package that comes to your house or any groceries you've purchased.
It's
You're
incredible.
Wiping every surface down like this thing is gold.
Right.
It's frankly, it feels pathetic, but okay. That's
continue
on the list
with
of things
that.
We got to do, so we do it. Yeah. Wiping down shopping carts, wiping down the house, cleaning our phones, all just new part of our daily deal these days.
Yep.
Boo.
The daily deal. I like that.
It really stinks, doesn't it?
Caution fatigue. I'm sick of it. But 22. I will continue to do it. Come on.
Yeah, me too. Let's see. Let me look at my time. Oh, okay. I got plenty of time. The headline reads, guys who watch a lot of porn are more likely to have performance issues.
Really?
And I've heard that.
How amazing. That is so weird.
I think young kids who are growing up with this much access to nudity have to be affected by it, right? I mean, I grew up with magazines that I had to take from my dad.
There was a whole sneak around thing that happened first. Like, our heart was already pounding and, oh my God, I got it out of there. Oh, thank God. I got
to
sneak it back.
Full covert mission to get it away, and then completely falling in love with, I think her name was Barbie Benton, among others. Shannon Tweed was another popular.
Oh, you don't know Barbie Benton just without even, I mean, I Jesus, but I was in love with Barbie Benton. Shannon Tweed, Barbie Benton. Shannon Tweed went on to marry Gene Simmons.
She did, but she was an all-time classic of the Playboy magazines.
She was
anyway.
So beautiful. Yep, statuesque.
Yeah. Jeez.
Bye, Bryn.
Yeah. See you later, Bryn. Have a good time with Barbie Benton and chicks from the 70s. You won't believe
that.
The thicket. It's
close
amazing.
That window.
Yeah, do it.
A new study in Europe found a connection to this porn access and how desensitized men have become. The more you watch, the more likely you are to have performance issues in bed. Only 2/3 of men think sex with another person is better than being alone.
What?
There's a third of men
who
that would prefer to be alone.
And girls wonder why they can't find a boyfriend these days. Mm. Yeah, you don't measure up to the porn I'm watching. Sorry.
A quarter of guys under 35 have had issues where they couldn't stay excited enough to actually enjoy the partner.
Wow, that's a bummer. That's a real bummer, man. It's
so
just the access,
a real
too much access.
That.
It used to be such a secret, like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Meanwhile, guys are like, I like this, and I need you to do this, and I saw this one thing one time, can you try that? And I'm like, we're 13! Stop it!
We're 13!
We're just children! How do you know all this stuff? Oh my God!
I don't doubt that's happening out there. Probably regularly, maybe not 13, but either.
Well, right.
Either way,
I mean, I'm being extreme. I can't believe I said 13.
You might not be, though. I mean, that's certainly when that self-love begins.
Starts
somewhere
to kick
in. The early, I don't know. Yeah. For me, it was earlier than that, but you know. Either way, I can see how it would affect. Guys are visually stimulated, though, so that's why they seek out the porn. You know, I mean, I heard you say, oh, I read, what do you call that?
Erotica.
Erotica. I couldn't in a million years read a story and also be.
If someone read it to you, you'd probably like it, though.
Well, sure, if they had their top off. I mean, there's a visual element to this.
Close your eyes and use your imagination. God, boys, you're so unimaginative.
Okay.
Just imagine it. Start with the kiss. Oh, you're skipping that. Okay, start with that too? All right. I guess we'll just get right to it. Stunt porn.
Anyway, let's go on to my next story, which is someone in Minnesota has been posting signs all over North Minneapolis. This apparently after a drunken night. They decided to ride home with a friend, but they cannot remember where they parked their car. So the sign they've been posting says, I may have saved your life or your child's, but now I can't find my car. It's a 2007 Toyota Camry. All they know is that it's on a residential street somewhere in the northern part of the county, and that's about 600 square miles, they say.
Maybe got towed, though. Have they called around to see?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny that they...
That's hilarious.
This is the new way you solve your problems. They didn't drink and drive, which is the good thing, but they also... They're going to the internet to solve their problem, which is, you know, in the
Please
olden days...
Find my
sorry,
car.
Bub. You got to get some friends and go look. Mm. Now you're on the internet.
600 miles of road.
And the internet is torn. It sounds like it sounds like they probably did some driving before they finally pulled over. And if their friend can't remember anything either, how sober was that person?
Right.
So it looks like people don't want to offer to help them because
not quite the hero he's making himself out to be.
Right. Exactly right. So it's backfiring on him.
Dude, where's my car?
Dude, where's my car? Oh, yeah. That was a thing for a minute. And then...
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. You know that.
More than 18,400 people have been relocated with the U.S. Federal Witness Protection Program, and not a single one of them has been tracked down by the criminals they were hiding from.
Really?
It's a success.
18,000
They know
people.
How to do it.
They clearly. Well. And those people want to be protected, too. I mean, that's the whole thing. You got to leave everybody.
Right.
Can you imagine? Absolutely. I can't imagine. It seems like some of those people had to have been found.
You could fit 63 Earths inside of Uranus.
Oh.
Nice.
Uranus is big.
Very.
Yeah. Generous.
The Harlem Globetrotters were founded in Chicago. Their offices are now in Georgia. They have never been based anywhere in New York, let alone Harlem.
They just like the name.
Just marketing.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We are back. We are live today. We hope
Hello.
That you are listening to us live because we're here and doing the show.
For you. Fun show today, too. Oh.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back. I saw an article in my smart news feed that says Oxford University is using a vaccine that may be working that is supposedly making people immune to the virus. Check it out. Yeah, I see a lot of those news stories, and until I have a little more evidence that they're working, I don't want to. But that is great, right?
I heard that first run of something with just a few people worked, and now they're going to move on to wider trials. And so, yeah, I mean, that would be huge. It'd be a good fast turn. We need it. We need a fast turnaround. Because as soon as there's a vaccine, it'll all turn around.
Yeah, I agree. 707 says, single mom here. I had to go back to work out of necessity. And after months of being super careful, we were informed last week that the front desk worker who takes all our temperatures as we walk in was exposed to the virus 2 weeks ago. How bleeped is that? That I had to go back to pay the bills and feed my kids only to be exposed to the virus that could kill me. If I get sick, then I have no one to take care of my kids. Oh yeah, my I know God. The feeling. That's why we've been so careful. And that's, I'm going to go try and get tested today. But they ration these things. Like, I don't know if they're going to let me. So I have a note into my doc and I'm going to try and I've done a couple different conference calls already over the weekend. But hopefully after the show today, I can go get tested and get a little...
Get that over with and get some peace
I don't
of
know.
Mind.
I don't know. I'd love to get the fast one, but I don't even know if that's available. Let's see. Lastly here. Oh, Barbie Benton. The memories.
Mm. Mm. Barbie.
Yep. All anyway, natural, I'll be too. Back to read more text right after these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.